All right. So Mayor London Breed of San Francisco, she's got a new plan. She's got a new game plan for reducing criminal activity and rampant drug use and just overall escalated levels of criminal activity in the Tenderloin. So the new game plan is she's going to set a curfew for businesses selling prepackaged food and tobacco products. She's going to shut down mini marts during the wee hours of the morning because that'll make all the drug addicts and all the criminals and all the people selling their stolen goods, that'll all send those people away. Shut down the stores where they can't go in and get a Slurpee, like at 7-Eleven. Yeah, that's the new game plan. Let's get into it. Here we go. Today, we're launching the largest giveaway this channel has ever offered. All thanks to the sponsor of this video, Vanish Holsters. Many of you know, I often find myself in some pretty hairy situations. Whether it's covering events in places like the Chop Zone in Seattle, amidst mostly peaceful protests, or navigating through precarious homeless encampments. I've had my concealed weapons permit for several years, but my biggest hurdle to overcome has been I don't want to carry one more piece of awkward gear while I'm trying to film in a dangerous situation. But that all changed when I discovered the Vanish Daily Carry Holster. This isn't just any holster. It's my personal protection solution and today's video sponsor. The thing I like about it is that it's super comfortable, yet still discreet. It only weighs like 6 ounces, but it's made of super durable Cordura material that won't chafe against your skin. Put it on and forget about it until you need it. It works for 99% of all semi-auto pistols in the market, and it can be set up in multiple positions for both right-hand and left-handers. It's got a non-penetrable trigger guard and 2 utility or magazine pouches. Throw it on under a loose t-shirt and nobody knows it's there but you. And with 100% money-back guarantee, there's zero risk if you don't think it's a great daily carry solution. So all you have to do is click in the link in the description below and get yourself the most comfortable holster you've ever worn. And Vanish Holsters is hooking you up. They're going to knock off $50 off the retail price for anyone who buys using my special link below. And here's that huge giveaway I was talking about. And Vanish Holsters is giving away this $80,000 custom Rocky Ridge Silverado truck for free to one lucky American who buys one of these amazing holsters through June 3rd. Don't miss out. Buy a holster today. So the overall general consensus of this, you know, this notion working is that if people can go into a store and then if they can't go into that same store, maybe they don't go out to the Tenderloin and get their drugs or sell their drugs. Or buy and sell their stolen goods, sell or buy their stolen goods, do their prostitution thing, do their human trafficking thing. If the mini mart isn't open during the wee hours of the morning, maybe all that disappears. Maybe it all just magically goes away. That's the thought on this is that if we close those stores, it's going to be less people milling about. But those stores are dependent upon the drug addicts and the criminals that you've allowed to run your streets for years. It's not really the store's problem. And then when you close down those stores during those hours, if they're open, that means that these stores know that between these hours, they're making money because otherwise it wouldn't be open, right? That's how the game works of business. You have the little thing called profitability. And if you don't have that, then everything goes sideways. My Trader Joe's, it just changed their business hours. They used to be open at 8 o'clock in the morning. Now they're open at 9 o'clock. And it's because they only had a handful of people in during that time. And they worked out that if they have people do all the stocking during that time, open up at 9, they're not any worse for wear. And they're more organized and, you know, just better. All right. So one San Francisco resident said that the curfew measure would not solve the homeless problem. What? Putting a curfew on businesses isn't going to solve? Bunch of thousands of whacked out nut jobs on drugs, buying and selling who knows what, you know, that's not going to work. Oh, okay. San Francisco Mayor Breed is announcing new legislation to put a curfew in a section of the Tenderloin District, a part of the city that is notorious for high crime, homelessness, and public drug use. How about you just keep doing what you're doing? And arrest these folks and put them away in jail for long periods of time. What if you just consistently did that? What if you did that? I'm just saying, what if that was the approach you took? I know there's a lot of arrests. Doesn't seem like anybody's going away because they just keep coming back to this part of the Tenderloin. What if you just made it so miserable to do business there, like we've seen in other parts of the country? How about the illegals coming into Texas? Texas and Governor Greg Abbott has made it so miserable for the cartel to bring their clientele through that part of the Rio Grande that they're moving them out west. Go west, young man. Go west. West coast, best coast. They're moving them out to San Diego now. Yeah, what if you did a little of that action, a little pushback? Just arrest, just continually arrest. Just hundreds of arrests and throw them in jail. What if you did that? Yeah, I mean, but no, let's put a curfew on the store selling goods. Let's put a curfew on the store selling goods so that take away a portion of their profitability, and then they'll close down, and then you'll have even less tax revenue coming from through, and you'll have yet another vacant storefront where the drug dealers and where the addicts and where the prostitutes and where all that stuff can just loiter unimpeded. They don't have any of that pesky, hey, can I open the door? Because I need to go into this mini mart and buy something. I got to buy a pack of smokes, right? It's 3 o'clock in the morning. In a post on X, London Breed touted the measure. Shutting down open air drug markets requires strong enforcement and new approaches, she wrote. Last year, San Francisco Police Department doubled the arrests of drug dealers from the year before. This year, we're continuing that work and federal agents are bringing even more enforcement. That's good. That's good. Keep it up. Two thumbs up. In a press statement from Tuesday, the mayor's office revealed that it would introduce legislation to prohibit some retail establishments selling prepackaged food or tobacco products from operating between 12 a.m. to 5 a.m. in the part of the Tenderloin. This is your game plan? I mean, what about local residents that just need something at 3 a.m.? What about them? You're going to deny them their opportunity? You're going to create a further desert for their sundries or whatever it is that they need during the wee hours? Maybe they work maybe they're hardworking folks that just happen to live in the Tenderloin, and you know, they work a night shift, and you know, they leave their place at 4 a.m. and they just want to run in and get a coffee. What about them? You're denying them their right as Americans, whatever they are, to get that coffee at 4 a.m. and get their morning going. You're denying that them. Yeah. But anyway, let's close down the businesses, the law-abiding businesses, and we'll just try and squeeze out the criminal element. I'm sure that'll work. The proposal has been met with mixed responses from police, business owners, and residents of San Francisco. Our challenges still occur at night, Assistant Chief David Lazar told KTVU in an interview. Crowds of people that are there selling stolen property, selling narcotics. We have drug users all over. And the problem is that when you have businesses that are open, like liquor stores and smoke shops, it just attracts more people. Those people are already there. They're not like they're sitting at home. Follow me here. They're not sitting at home Friday night, midnight, thinking, you know what? I might go get a can of garbanzo beans at the mini mart, because it's open, you know, this late at night. Because I really need those to finish off my nachos. I just really need. These folks are already out there. They're doing the whole drug thing, right? And it's not like, oh, okay, yeah, I won't be going out there now, because the store's closed. All their customers are still there, right? All the people doing all the illegal activity, they're still going to be there. This in no way impacts those drug addictions at all. This in no way impacts that illegal business. He's got a store that's shut down. All the rest of the stores are shut down too. Is this really going to impact their business? Hell no. No, these guys are going to figure it out. Let's see, that store over there is closed, so we're going to walk a couple of blocks that way. There's a store that is open. Yeah. All right. We have drug users all over, and the problem is that when you have businesses that are open, like liquor stores and smoke shops, it just attracts more people. Well, that might be true, but this isn't the solution, closing them down, to try and end crime and to try and end, you know, these people whacked out of their minds on drugs. This is what happens when you allow this to happen, period. Kind of like the whole, you know, people living in tents wherever they want. You allowed that to happen. Whatever city's got that, Seattle's got a good example of that. When you allow that to happen, guess what? That's on you. Oh, yeah. But hey, let's shut down the stores anyway. Who wants a donut at 4 o'clock in the morning? Local restaurant manager Tim Benson told the outlet that a curfew may help the neighborhood deal with crime. How about arresting the people doing the criminal activity? That might help with crime. What about that? Yeah. The police have been here much more active. Department of Public Works has been out helping the cleanup effort, said Benson, but it seems to be mostly a daytime issue. And I have heard repeatedly in city after city after city from police that the minute that daytime shift leaves an area where they've got heavy emphasis and putting the bad guys away and nighttime rolls around, it's a free for all. It just becomes a free for all. And the addicts know it. The users know it. People supplying them, the dealers know it. They just know it. So like, okay, we're on schedule. You guys going to go out tonight? You're going to be on the street corner? And at nighttime, it's sort of still a wild, wild west. I saw a drone shot that kind of hovered over one of the corners, one of the most prominent corners in San Francisco. And you would have thought it was 8 o'clock on Friday night, but it was like 12:30, and there were so many people out, people just doing the, you know, fentanyl zombie walk down the middle of the street. Just a care in the world. They're just higher than a kite. But hey, don't focus on getting them into, you know, don't focus on intervention and getting them into treatment. Close the stores down, because then they won't have anywhere to get a snack. Therefore, they'll stop their drug habit that's probably going to kill them one day. I mean, that's a logical step here, right? That's a logical step. And at nighttime, it's still sort of a wild, wild west. You see that so often, right? During the day, they get things all cleaned up, spick and span. Okay, guys, time to go home. And then the nighttime crew comes out and just destroys the block. They do it all over again. The reason why we want it to stay open is because we have to make money to pay rent. What? That whole component of profit? There we go again. Business fundamentals. You're just bringing us down. We wanted to just close the stores willy-nilly, and you're not letting us. The reason we want to stay open is because we have to make money to pay rent. You guys got to pay rent there? Oof, wow. To pay bills? You guys got bills? Phone bills? What? No way. You got a bill for that? Internet bills? I don't believe you. And we have employees? No, you're kidding me. You mean all the basic stuff that a store has to have to be in business? Yeah. So, when a portion of your general revenue is predicated upon people coming in and buying stuff between 12 and 5 a.m. and that profit center goes away, how's that going to do for a business that was probably shut down during the pandemic? Yeah, that's been kind of just holding on. You're just going to shut down a bunch more. You're going to shut down a bunch more. That's what's going to happen. We have extra security because of the area, the worker said. I often wonder when I watch those Kensington Avenue videos in Philadelphia, I often wonder, how do those mini marts stay in business? I mean, it's literally just a bunch of zombies walking around, people barfing on the sidewalk, people in various states of undress, because they can't seem to get all their clothes on at once before they take their hit of fentanyl, and then they just lean over and you got a bunch of people walking around. They're all hunched over at the hips because, you know, doing the fentanyl, you know, the hunch, it ruins your back, And you got a bunch of people walking around with hunchbacks because in severe hunchbacks, it's horrible, but go ahead, you know, let them do their drugs. It's all good. It's all fine. Democratic big cities, just we're so progressive. A local San Francisco resident told the outlet that the curfew plan wouldn't work at all because people are still homeless. And they're still out here all night long. So the markets really don't have anything to do with the crime. Interesting. That's an interesting perspective. I would say that this local San Francisco resident just kind of dialed in on that whole topic. And all right, got a store selling stuff. And then you got the whole criminal element. Close down one, criminal element doesn't go away. They kind of really read into this, didn't they? They really dialed it in. You know why? Because they use logic. Okay, one is causal to the other. Although, if you got rid of the criminal element, what would happen to the store's sales during that period? Now you're onto something. Maybe, just maybe, then you've got the hot dog vendors feel comfortable coming out. Now, the hot dog vendors are going to bring people out at 4 o'clock in the morning. They're not going to be making their nachos with their garbanzo beans at home. So I don't, I have no idea. I have no idea. You know, the economics of these areas are, they're pretty crazy, right? You're dependent upon selling stuff to people tweaking on drugs. Yeah. Not a good business model, but during the day, they're doing business. They're working with, you know, the common folk who aren't necessarily involved in the drug trade or human trafficking or, you know, sex trafficking or stolen goods or purchase of stolen goods or any of that good stuff. Yeah. It's wild, right? But this is the idea of the day. Hey, let's close down those stores. We'll just see how this goes. I'm sure it'll be fine. It's mind blowing that these are the resolutions that folks are coming up with, particularly political leaders, in their endeavor to reduce crime. When in reality, just keep arresting people, just get them sent upstate years at a time. It'll work. Eventually it'll work. You can arrest your way out of some of these situations. You can. San Francisco's doing it. They just want it to happen faster. It's like, okay, you're going to have to hammer down on these people because you've allowed this to happen. You allowed these open air markets to just flourish and take off. They're like a bad, you know, garden bed with weeds in it. You can't do it just one time. You got to get out there continually. After it rains, you got to really get out there with that hoe or that shovel or that mini shovel and get to the root of the issues, digging out those nasty roots by the weeds by the roots. That's what you got to do. You got to get rid of some of these folks to the point where they realize, if this isn't the right spot in the tenderloin for me. All right. That's it for me on this one. Thanks so much for being here. I'd love to have you subscribe. If you haven't, hit that notification bell, hit that like button, and I'll see you on the next one. Thanks again for being here. Talk soon. Bye for now.